Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zuffa zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaithier and Spencer Kirksey.
Yeah, that's right. It is Thursday night. This is Cage Zombies Radio. My name is Matthew, and with me tonight is a special guest co-host because my boy Spencer was doing the right thing. I've been giving him crap all week, but Spencer Kirksey, being the man, drove home to be with his girlfriend on her birthday, so we'd like to give a special happy birthday shout-out to the wonderful Bree, and glad that Spencer was able to get that chance to go see her for her birthday, and I believe go out to dinner or at least take her out for her birthday. So, Spencer, you're the man. You did the right thing, and I'm sure your girl was really happy about that. And I have to say nice things or else she won't like me. So happy birthday, Bree. And drive safe, Spencer. Avoid the hail. And I hate for you to die, man. You're my soulmate, buddy. So with me tonight is the wonderful, lovely, royal lady of MMA, Mrs. Kari Richardson.
Hey, Matthew. I'm so happy to be on.
I'm very happy to have you. You're kick-ass, and you rocked the ladies' night show we did a month or so ago, and glad that you were able to step up. You know, we have an awesome team at Team Madhouse, and fortunately enough, we've got great people such as yourself who step up and decide to spend some time with my boring-ass self, so I appreciate it very much.
Well, it's no problem at all. Come on anytime I'm needed.
All right, so we want to start by first saying that, unfortunately, we will not have Daniel Swain with us tonight. I guess an issue arose at work. They called him in, or he had to stay, or something work-related, and he's not going to be able to join us tonight. So we want to say thank you, Daniel, for making sure to get in contact with us and let us know that. It was really awesome of you. We wish you the best at your XFC 27 fight next weekend. But we still will be joined by his opponent. There was actually some things that went down where his original opponent had to back out due to some health issues, and the ever-consistent and reliable James Patrick Reese, J.P. Reese, stepped up on about a week's notice to fight him, which continues to show the level of professionalism and greatness that is J.P. Reese. This dude is just awesome. I saw him fight last month at RFC 29, a fight that he took on hours' notice. This guy took this fight the morning of the event because the original opponent for Billy Quarantillo couldn't fight for whatever reason. J.P. Reese took the fight on mere hours' notice, drove out to Tampa, wasn't even around Tampa, drove out to Tampa, and came away with a unanimous decision win against a very good opponent in Billy Quarantillo. Billy's a local Tampa guy, trains out of Gracie, Tampa. And, you know, J.P. Reese stepped up big time for the RFC, and he's doing the same thing here for the XFC. So this continues to show the greatness of J.P. Reese and just show the level of athlete this guy is. So I know that was really awesome, you know, for the XFC to be able to save that fight. You know, you got to imagine Daniel Swain has been working tirelessly in training for months for this fight, and to hear that his fight probably wouldn't happen, you know, no fighter wants to hear that. And so, fortunately for Daniel, they have guys out there. MMA has guys like JP who will step up and help the promotion, help save a fight, and make sure that this, you know, Daniel, who's been putting in all this work, is going to be able to still get out there and showcase his ability. So it's just awesome to hear, awesome to see that. We're just glad to have JP on here. This is actually be JP's second time on the show, so we're super psyched about having him back on here. So, Kari, how are you doing, lady?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. We have some bad weather moving in. I'm not very excited about that. But me, personally, I'm doing absolutely great. And yourself?
Doing very good. It's been an insane week. It's finals week for me and for my girl. We go to different colleges, but we both have finals week going on, and so it's been really crazy. Hardly seen each other, and we pretty much live together. So I'm just glad I got yesterday, and she wrapped up tonight, so it'll be nice to kind of relax for a few weeks until the semester starts back up. But good, very busy. Haven't been able to devote as much time to this week's show as I normally do, but it's always great to put everything aside and kick back and come in Zombie Nation here and talk about some MMA, you know. So very big weekend, very excited. The Florida MMA Awards this Sunday in near Miami. I can't even pronounce the name of the town. Let me pull it up here real quick. It is Hialeah, Florida. Not familiar with the city, but it's in the South Florida, Miami area. Beyond excited to be attending. It's by far probably the greatest thing that I've ever been able to do and be a part of. So I'm super excited to attend. And that doesn't even begin to describe the excitement I'm feeling for having MMA Madhouse nominated. So I'm just through the roof on this, and I just can't wait to get out there. My sister is actually going to be attending the event with me. I couldn't be more blessed than to have family that believes in me and supports me in what I do. And I, you know, my girlfriend, who is just my number one supporter, has done so much and puts up with so many, you know, one night, two night trips and just hanging out in hotel rooms so that I can attend these fights throughout the state and stuff. And so I couldn't ask for more from her. But, you know, the best support begins at home and it begins with family. So, you know, my girlfriend couldn't go. She's got family in town this weekend. So my sister jumped up and was like, oh, I would love to go and stuff. So I'm super psyched to have my sister be attending the event with me Sunday out there. And we're actually going to talk with the owner and operator of the Florida MMA Awards tonight, Mr. Frank Morajan. Super psyched about that. We're going to be talking about that award show. We're going to be giving away two tickets to tonight, to the award show Sunday. I urge you, I've put this on Facebook, if you are listening, we are giving away two tickets. It will be the first caller who calls in immediately following Frank Morajan's interview will receive two tickets to the MMA award show. I urge you to take advantage of this. It's going to be a great opportunity. MMA's finest are going to be out at this award show. It's the Florida MMA Awards, but many of MMA's great people come out to this award show. Last year's award show was just jam-packed with the best and brightest that MMA has to offer. And so I can only imagine that this year is going to be even bigger. And I'm just super excited. Like I said, I just can't wait to get there. It's going to be about a four-hour drive for me, we're making the drive there and back in the same day, but I couldn't even care about that. I'm just beyond excited to be there and be part of this. So really hoping to come back with the award for Best MMA Website. But whether or not we win, you know, we're up against some great competition, some great MMA websites that do a lot of great stuff for Florida MMA. You know, we do too. I can't say enough that Florida MMA really has the best coverage all across the board. MMA Madhouse, MMA Owl, El Octagono, and the Fighter News. So we have just great MMA coverage throughout the state here, and it's just great company to be in. And so I'm just super excited. You know, this is, and I know I'm like talking nonstop, and you haven't been able to say more than like two words, but I'm just through the roof excited. But yeah, so this is you know, what many people may not know is this. I've been with MMA Madhouse about a year and a half, so this was the first full year that I've been part of Madhouse here in Florida. And so that's really only one full year that MMA Madhouse has been in Florida. And in that time, you know, I've covered upwards of about 40 events. Jason London has covered a couple events himself. And so, you know, it's really remarkable how much we've been able to do down here in just one year. So it speaks volumes that in that one year we've been nominated and put among Florida's best. So I'm super psyched and I'm super excited for the coming years too. And whether or not we win this award this weekend or not, I'm just super blessed to be part of it, be part of the award show. Frank really does a great job with his award show. And it's just super professional and super top-notch and classy. So can't wait to get there. Got the suit all ready to go, tried it on today to make sure I didn't look like a goof. And I got to say, I couldn't tell the difference between myself and James Bond.
Oh, wow. Going to be looking spiffy then, huh?
Absolutely. Listen, I got to stop real quick. We got to give some shout-outs to our sponsors. I tend to get talking, and I've been told I like to hear myself talk, so I'll sit and talk forever and kind of forget that there's things we got to do. So I got to give shout-outs to our great sponsors. We got BrawlBase.com, CrossRotorClothing.com, GameChangerClothing.com, DracoSports.com, ProAmBelts.com, the amazing Jax Media Canada, which has done some phenomenal things for us, redone and revamped all of our logos, as well as make logos for each one of our radio shows. Can't say enough of the input that they've had for us so far. Redid our website even. The entire website has been redone under Jax Media Canada. And I got to say, it is the sexiest looking website on the World Wide Web. So thank you to Jax Media Canada. And, of course, to the Gator MMA fight team here locally to me. Love those guys. Great team, great coaches, just phenomenal people. And I can never forget the amazing, phenomenal Intimidation Clothing. If it wasn't for Intimidation Clothing, it'd be hard for me to make it out to all the events I do. They are a great sponsor to MMA Madhouse, to us here in Zombie Nation, and to me personally. So I can't speak enough of the greatness that is Intimidation Clothing. And I want to actually give some special shout-outs to a couple local schools. I've been able to meet a lot of people, make a lot of friends throughout this MMA community, and just super, super blessed to get to know such great people here in Florida MMA. And, you know, you've got great promotions that I've had great relationships with, such as the World Class Fight League, Combat Night, Real Cage Fighting out of Melbourne, Real Fighting Championships. You know, XFC is my number one promotion. Those guys are the best. John Prisco's the man. Nobody puts on shows like John Prisco does. And this guy in XFC, they're going to take over MMA. I say within 5 years, they're the top promotion in the world. I'll put those words on the line. XFC is just nonstop greatness. But locally here, I've gotten to know great people, and Gator MMA is one of those schools. It's got great young fighters, hungry guys, and great coaches, and a great team there. But I also like to give special shout-out to Team Darkside out of Tampa. Love those guys. Head coach Defiant Daniel. The dude is the man. He has been nothing but the nicest person to me since we've met. His fighters, he has a phenomenal team of fighters that has been on an absolute tear lately, and it's just been destroying people left and right. You know, Dervin Lopez, Patrick Edwards, Oleg Kornowski, Devin Rodriguez. Devin is the man. Oh, my gosh. They've got Mark Mendez cross-training with them lately. It's just nonstop. Marcos Briones, Alon Cruz, these guys are awesome. Marcos, I got to give a shout-out. Marcos is fighting this weekend up in South Carolina. I wish you the best, Marcos. I know you're going to go out there. You're going to take care of business, bro. Just do what you do, man. You're going to do an awesome job. So best of luck to you, Marcos, to Team Darkside as they travel. I love those guys. So, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to them. I also want to give a nice shout-out to World Class Martial Arts. Ralph Garcia, who's the co-owner of the World Class Fight League, and he's the owner, head coach at World Class Martial Arts, an absolute outstanding man. I've been able to go down and train with his guys a couple times. Bless you. And he's brought me in like family. They got a great team out there with Luis. Luis, I give crap to all the time, but I love you, man. Luis Sicara, you're the man. Blake Smith, the Ghost, Andrew Gonitsky, man. You know you're the man. You know I got much love for you, bro. And just a couple great schools in the area. The entire Gracie Tampa family, can't say enough about how well represented they are with their coaches and with their team. So I just want to give special mentions to those teams, and of course my distant but close family, the great D'Angelo MMA. I love those guys, Gus, Michael, Father D'Angelo. You guys are the best. Mama D'Angelo, I can't forget her because she, from what Gus has told me, is the most fierce person at D'Angelo MMA. Mama D'Angelo. So just I love those guys out there, and I just. I don't do that enough. I don't say how grateful I am for knowing them enough. So I just wanted to go ahead and do that tonight. And wow, I 15 minutes into the show and I haven't even let you talk, Kari. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm enjoying listening to you talk. So you just keep right on going. perfectly fine with it. You've got a lot of great things to say.
Thank you very much. So you have a big article that you are working on. So tell me a little bit about that and how that's going.
Absolutely. I have a story coming up. It's about Connection Rio with a guy named Dennis Ash. He is out of Rio, and he has this wonderful company that helps people that are trained with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They get to go down. Actually, he offers like travel, accommodation, has several different schools down there, and housing that he offers to the students that are wanting to try and come in to train in each of these schools. It's just a great organization that's really, really helpful to anybody that is wanting to train in the heart of BJJ itself.
That's awesome, and that's actually located down in Rio, Brazil, right?
Right. They have just complete packages, and it's offered to anybody. It could be, you know, if you're just a traveler and you just want to check it out, if you're a student wanting to stay down there and train. They just offer so many different packages. You know, they have a website you can go to check out everything. But the owner himself, you know, he trained in BJJ for a long time, and he decided that he wanted to, you know, instead of continuing to compete, he decided he wanted to help others experience jiu-jitsu in the best way that he can, and he has set up quite the establishment to do so.
That's awesome.
Absolutely, it's awesome.
So you're gonna move to Rio and take advantage of that?
Oh, I wish I could. I was thinking I should tell him that I really push this story. I think I need to come down there, stay in one of your houses, come to some of your gyms. I don't know how well that would go over, but hey, a girl can hope, right?
Exactly right. Nobody can tell you otherwise.
Exactly. But if anybody listening is interested in that, you can go to www.connectionrio.com and check into that and see if it's something that you would be interested in.
Right on. Let's see, this was kind of a quiet week throughout the MMA world, if I'm not mistaken. There hasn't been a lot going on. I myself, I'm not going to lie, I've been so swamped with school, I've hardly been able to even pay attention, so I hate that. I'm constantly, you know, I have all the MMA apps on my phone, and I'm constantly checking up stuff and trying to keep up with what's going on and news and stuff, and I just simply have not been able to do that at all this week. So we have, UFC Fight Night going on this weekend, Fight Night 33 is tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it looks like tomorrow night. Weigh-ins were tonight. This is a pretty sick fight card. I'm hating myself for forgetting about this fight card. I tell you, I've been so swamped with school and crap and with family that I've hardly been able to keep up with what day it is. So, Fight Night 33 going down tomorrow night in, I don't know because I'm a bum, in Australia. All right, the main event, Mark Hunt, Bigfoot Silva. You got a pick for that fight? Anybody you're liking in that fight?
Oh, that is a tough one for me, but I would have to say Bigfoot.
I said keep in mind, I said Bigfoot Silva, not Thiago Silva, so it shouldn't be that tough a decision.
I'm a Thiago fan, but I also
the one and
I
only.
I like Bigfoot and Hunt both, but I'm going to have to say Bigfoot in this one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. Bigfoot Silva's been pretty badass lately, so I'm with you on that one. Let's see, we got James Tahuna versus Shogun. This is a no-brainer for me. I go with Shogun. Shogun's one of my all-time favorite guys, and he has not had a great time lately. He's been on he's had a rough stretch, but it does not matter. I pick Shogun every fight, and Shogun's my dude. So I go Shogun in that fight.
I agree with you because I also am a big Shogun fan. I think Tahuna stands a chance, so I think it'll definitely be a pretty pretty evenly matched fight, but Shogun is my pick as well.
Let's see what we got next here. Ryan Bader versus Anthony Perosh. Not going to lie, I don't know a lot about Perosh. I'll go with Bader. He's an awesome dude, and we'll see. I'm going to go with Ryan Darth Bader.
I swear this is not set up, folks, but I am also going with Ryan Bader on this one. I have been a Bader fan since Tough, and I will most likely always be a Bader fan. So he is my pick as well.
Right on. Let's see. Moving on. Man, they got this stacked. A lot of heavyweights on this card. Pat H.G. Barry versus Soa the Hulk Pilelli. Soa is quite the beast, man. This guy's a phenomenal fighter. But I'm gonna go with HD. I'm gonna go with Pat Barry on this one.
Haha, and we disagree because I'm going with the Hulk on this one.
Silly girl.
I am a fan of the Hulk, and I think that he, again, evenly matched, but I do believe he wins this fight.
Right on. So this. All right, so let's see here. What we got? Oh, the next matchup's a matchup of former tough guys. Last season, I believe, yeah. Dylan Andrews and Clint Hester. I'll let you go. Who you got in that fight?
Clint Hester.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you, man. Dylan Andrews was a real good fighter on the show. That was the first season in a long time. I watched the full season of that show. I got really into that season of Tough because I was just, oh, man, I just was so fascinated with Uriah Hall. Thought that dude was just straight nasty. And so I really watched it, and I became a big fan of Josh Saman, who I've had the privilege of meeting a couple times now, and he's always a real great dude. And I just want to just continue to extend my thoughts and prayers to Josh. You know, he's going through kind of a it's been a rough time for him the last month or so, we're friends on Facebook, and I kind of follow along with his posts and stuff. And he just seems to really be such a great dude. And I've met him a couple of times, and every time I doubt he remembers me because you know he's so busy and he's got so much going on. And I think he's somewhat familiar with who I am, but I try. You know, when I meet fighters, like when I meet guys I'm fans of, I really tend to put aside the professionalism and just be like a fan and be like, oh man, let me get a picture with you, you know, like, but whenever I see Josh, he's always really cool with me. And we talk and I ran into him in, Miami at World Series of Fighting. And, he was just so real nice to me, introduced me to a buddy he was with. And, I just want to continue to extend my condolences to him. He's kind of going through a hard time. And I just, my thoughts and prayers have been continuously with you, Josh. And, he actually also co-owns Combat Night, which is a huge promotion, amateur promotion down here in Florida. He owns it with Mitchell Chamali, and Mitchell's an awesome dude. Mitchell knows me pretty well. We've had him on the show, and he's just a great dude. So they got a great promotion down here in Florida, and they're very busy. Their last event, they actually have an event this weekend. I've been a slacker. Each week I put out a Florida, this week in Florida MMA, and post all the events, but when I've been so slammed with school, I really haven't had the chance. And I'm sick of using that as an excuse that I've just been so busy with school, but, I mean, plain the fact is I have been. I've hardly been able to think or do anything else but Combat Night has an event this Saturday up in Tallahassee, so I want to wish them the best with that. And they're just great dudes. They run a good promotion, and they're actually nominated for Best Amateur Promotion of the Year, so I'm looking forward to seeing them. Hopefully they'll be able to make it out to the award show this Sunday. So, best of luck to them, and I hope to see them really soon. But I rabbit trailed the hell out of that. I forget what I was even originally talking about. Dylan, there we go. I got it. Dylan Andrews.
Clint Hester.
So I'm with you on that one. I got Clint Hester in that one. I'm going with Clint Hester on that fight. And that's it. There's a ladies fight on that main card too, but I'm going to be honest, and I hate to say this, but I'm not familiar with either one of the fighters. We got Bethy Correa. I'm probably butchering the hell out of her name. Huh?
Yeah, so she's fighting Julie Kedzie, and it's going to be a good one, but I'm going with Julie on this one.
I'll go with you then. I'll go with your pick then. You seem like a fairly smart, intelligent lady, so I'll go with what you have to say, because I'm going to be honest, I'm a bum lately. So.
Well, thank you very much. I'm backing Julie on this fight, but I got to tell you, it seems like with these fight night cards, there's always a prelim fight that really sticks out to me. And on this prelim card, we have Mizugaki versus Nam Phan. And I really think that fight is going to probably be one of the best of the night. That may be throwing a big part. Those may be some big words, I know, but I'm telling you, I think that fight is going to deliver something big. That's probably one of the fights that I'm most excited to see. I mean, we got some big names. I mean, the main card is stacked top to bottom, absolutely. But it seems like there's always a prelim fight that delivers, and I'm telling you, I'm thinking that fight is going to do so.
Right on. Well, if the fight sucks, I'm going to be pretty pissed at you for building it up so much.
Well, then you blow me up and you give me hell. I'm perfectly fine with that. But I think that it will deliver.
So I almost forgot, because we were off last week for Thanksgiving, which, you know, it's funny, I every time we've got a holiday, you know, we had Halloween and Thanksgiving both fall on Thursdays. Well, Thanksgiving obviously is always on Thursdays, but we had Halloween and Thanksgiving this year, so we didn't do shows each one of those holidays. And it was funny, you know, Carl, the madman, being Canadian, he doesn't share our holidays. So those weeks he messaged me saying, so who you guys got this week? You know, I want to set up the episode. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I always have to – and I always give him crap. I was like, oh, my buddy from the north there, we're not doing a show this week. We got some American holidays. So he's always like, oh, yeah, I forget about that. But I don't know. I'm a pretty sarcastic and smart-ass guy, so I like to give crap when I can. So I've been giving Spencer crap all week about missing the show, but he did the right thing. And you got to – Bart, my girlfriend, she's like, would you even cancel your show for my birthday? And I was like, I had to think about it. So I don't know. I don't know what that means about me, but no, I would cancel it. Or I would schedule her birthday festivities before the show and still make it. I don't know. No, I'd cancel it. I'm a sucker. I would say it's probably fairly certain to say that I'm quite whipped. So I think that happens after being with somebody for a few years, but
Well, good for her. Kudos to your girlfriend.
No. Anyways. No. Don't encourage it. Good thing she doesn't listen to the show, because she can't stand him.
I think Spencer's listening in, and I just want to tell him that I hope that he's being extra safe out tonight with all of the weather, and I wish him the best. Safe travels, and please be very, very careful, and I hope that you have a good time tonight. I just wanted to get that out there. I'm so lucky to be on. Well, I feel lucky to be on.
Don't encourage Spencer.
I want him to be safe.
Don't encourage his behavior. What the crap? I didn't bring you on here for this. Get out of here. Is somebody else available? No, anyways. So in the next couple minutes, I'm going to jump behind the scene and give JP a call. While I do that, Carrie's going to come and give a little promo about JP and kind of let you guys know just a little bit about his previous fights. But before I do that, because we were off last week, I didn't get the chance to talk about how excited I was for Amber Stotzenberger getting a win out there at Extreme Knockout. She battled it out. She's an absolute warrior. She's the apex predator. And she got herself a big win out there at Extreme Knockouts against a really great opponent. And being that she is one of my favorite fighters across this entire sport, and I say this to her time and time again, I'm beyond excited when a fighter I care about so much steps in the cage. Like, I really feel like I just feel like I'm a part of it. And I've never met Amber, and I don't know if I ever will. But if I ever do, it'll be such an honor, because I'm just such a big fan. And she's such a great she's just such a great fighter, and she's such a cool chick, or a cool lady. I don't mean to disrespect by using chick. She's such a cool lady. We had her as part of our last Ladies Night episode, and this is the second time I actually got to interview her. It's just beyond excited, and I always look forward to having her back on here. So I just wanted to I've given her hundreds of shout-outs since the fight on Facebook and Twitter, but I just wanted to say on here, you know, I'm just so happy for her to go out and get that win, and look forward to the next time she steps in the cage. And And I hope beyond anything that I'll be able to cover one of her fights in person one day, just because just a huge fan of that girl. So so anyways, with that said, I'm going to jump behind the scenes, give JP a call, and so go ahead and take it over, Kari. You got it for the next minute or so, all right?
All right. Well, like Matthew said, we are going to have JP Reese on. He is fighting against Daniel Swain coming up at XFC 27, Frozen Fury in Muskegon, Michigan. You know, Daniel is going to be quite the opponent for JP. He's on a 4-fight win streak. It's a lightweight bout, going to be a very, very good, entertaining fight. JP fights at lightweight. He's fighting for American Top Team. He has had some great fights in his career. He's fought for promotions such as like Bellator. He's fought for Strikeforce, Cage Warriors, Show Fight, XFC. I mean, you can just go on and on with the promotions this kid's fought for, and he has delivered every single time. He has quite a background. You know, he wrestled in high school, graduated at 57-1 in wrestling matches, All-American honors. He is second all-time career in pins with his wrestling team, only behind Ben Askren. I mean, this guy has just a career that is so, so impressive. You know, he made his MMA debut in June of 2010, winning second round TKO. And he just, I'm really, really looking forward to this fight against Daniel. And I'm hoping, of course.
All right.
You on?
I'm back. We do have James Patrick Reese, or JP Reese, ready to go. So, JP, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing very good, dude. Appreciate you joining us here. I believe we have such a great relationship with the XFC, and we get XFC guests every week. And I think it's your second time on here, man. It's just a pleasure to have you back. As I was just saying, you stepped up on a matter of about a week's notice to take this fight, and you stepped up on hours, like a morning's notice, your last fight, man. And it's just awesome that the sport has people such as yourself to do that, you know, because a guy like Daniel Swain, who's been training for a few months, and then his original opponent, you know, his opponent had some health concerns or something, as far as I'm aware, and it's got to be such a letdown for a guy who's been putting so much work in to hear that his fight might not happen. And fortunately for himself, you know, a guy with such a high professionalism as you have was able to step up and save the fight, and I'm sure and I hope he will show you the proper respect and that to show his appreciation for that, because I know he's been putting in the work, and I'm sure it means a lot for a guy like himself to have somebody like yourself who will step up, take a fight, and just be ready to go at the matter of a drop of a pen.
Well, you know, months ago I spoke to John Prisco about getting on this card, because I'm from Michigan, and it seemed like a really good opportunity. He said the card was full, but you know, I saw the Junior Sunstyle was going to be on that card, and I had full intentions of going 145, you know, dating back to the summer, and just never got anything to work out with getting a fight at 45. Fights were dropping out, behind the scenes, I probably could have fought two or three times, but just things didn't work out. So I was, like, really getting ready for a fight probably in the third week of December anyway. I was just working on some local things in this region, and I saw that this fight dropped, and text John on Thanksgiving Day. You know, we went back and forth, and we got something to stick this Monday. So I wasn't, like, just sitting around doing nothing. I'm a guy that you need to probably lock the gym to keep me out. But you know, I was still doing my two-day workouts, and I was up in Michigan running races and getting into some of the local gyms, Michigan Top Team, and training with some pretty good guys. So it wasn't like I was really enjoying my Thanksgiving. I was just doing what I do every day, and that's train my butt off.
Well, I hope that you still got to eat a nice big meal on Thanksgiving, though.
It was weird, but, you know, Thanksgiving Day, I didn't think I had a fight, and I just didn't have an appetite. I didn't pig out. I ran a race in Detroit that morning, and then just a lot of running around. By the time I got home, I was just kind of, like, worn out, and I just didn't have any appetite. So it wasn't like I overindulged or anything, and my weight was really good anyway. So it's almost like I didn't have a holiday. So it really, really kind of worked out.
Right on. Now, how much do you know about Daniel Swain? Let me backtrack. Are you a guy, fighter? We tend to get the answer no to this question a lot, but I still like to ask it. Do you put any time into watching videos of your opponents? Do you let coaches handle that? How do you go about that?
You know, I'll look them up, and I'll have some of my fighter friends look them up too. But really, I think just with any fighter, especially a fighter like me that wants to fight, I'm stubborn, and every fight seems like a good matchup for me. So I jump at the opportunity. It wasn't like I didn't even think it was really a question when I could possibly get this fight that I'd take it. It was, you know, I looked up a little bit. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I was fully intending on doing it anyway. So, you know, I don't really spend too much time focusing on who I'm fighting. I spend more time on focusing on my energy and my efforts.
Right on. Now, you are coming off a fight, RFC 29, where you came out, you know, like I said, you took the fight on, like I think you found out about, you got the call the morning of or something, drove out to Tampa, and took on a really, really great young opponent, a guy who's kind of only in second or third fight in the pros, but a really well-experienced guy in J.P. Reese, you're J.P. Reese, and Billy Quarantillo, and came out with a really nice decision victory against him in front of a great crowd here in Tampa. How is that? I mean, with taking such short notice on that, was that kind of just like, were you still, like you said for this one, were you still consistently training for that opportunity of, hey, if something came up, you were just ready to go?
Yeah, I've been busting my hump for a fight at 145 in Mexico that was supposed to be actually on that Friday. And, you know, I trained up to the Monday of that week, like, thinking that I was going to have a fight, and then eventually it fell through. And, you know, when that happens, I start reaching out to people like, hey, you know, is there something coming up, like, you know, short notice of game, you know, I'm in shape. I've hate wasted training camp. And Thursday night, I coach a wrestling team, Cardinal Gibbons in Fort Lauderdale, and Dean Thomas called me and said, like, he was laughing. He's like, hey, there's a fight tomorrow. Like, the fights are tomorrow. So you will just have to weigh in the same day as the fight. Are you down? And I'm like, no way, man. Like, I mean, I'd already been, like, at this gym for 4 hours coaching. And then I kind of thought about it, and I called him back like an hour later. I'm like, hey, find out some more info and, you know, let's get the ball rolling. Maybe I'll do this. And then I probably didn't get home till like 11 at night. And then Dean actually was able to get the promotion to forward me a contract. And I looked it over and I said, all right, well, I tried calling them and I didn't hear from them until the morning. And I, you know, I probably woke up about 8 or 9 in the morning and they basically said, okay, can you be here by noon? And I said, no. And they're like, all right, well, fight's off. And I go, okay. You know, I didn't really get my hopes up for a fight on that short notice. Then a couple hours go by. I actually had to do some errands in Fort Lauderdale and run around town. They called back and said, hey, can you just get here as soon as you can? We'll give you the fight, you know. And then they just said I could weigh whatever I wanted. And I showed up. I only weighed 161. I think we did the fight at 165. And, yeah, it's just like it threw me back to old, like, wrestling days. You drove out for a tournament. You make weight, and then you wrestle a couple hours later. It was just like that to me, and that was just kind of my mindset. And we had a lot of fun. I took this guy, Andrew Whitney, from my gym out. We drove there. We fought. You know, I got paid. And I drove home, and it was like kind of like an all-nighter thing. We're all amped up and fired up, and it was actually a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it. I think the Florida State Boxing Commission said that's the latest someone ever waited in for a fight, and they said they'll never do it again. So maybe I made some history there.
Honestly, it's actually very surprising that they let that happen because they are, you know, they cover a lot of, they cover all the pro events and from time to time you see them at some amateur events, but they are not big on last minute weigh-ins. They're hardcore sticklers. But I'm glad that they bent the rule because, you know, like I was saying about Daniel and with Billy, these guys have put in, you know, hard times waiting for this fight, and then for whatever reason their original opponents back out, and it's just it's cool to have somebody who's willing to just, oh, okay, I'll take, you know, boom, I'll be there for a fight. And so I mean, I think they, you know, I know that problems can arise by waiting so late to let guys weigh in, but I think that there's situations where they need to make exceptions, and fortunately they did that in that case. You were able to fight, save the fight for Billy, and you guys put on a good show, probably fight of the night in my opinion. It was a great night of fights there at RFC 29, but you guys put on a pretty awesome show. So,
yeah, it was a back-and-forth fight, and he had some really good jiu-jitsu. And I think I might have just been a little more savvier with control where the fight went, and I might have landed some bigger shots on my feet. But, you know, just it was a unique fight for me, and, you know, I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, you mentioned that you're originally from Michigan, and as far as I know, you live and train out of the Fort Lauderdale area these days, don't you?
Well, I live in Boca, and the gym is in Coconut Creek, but I'm, like, right on the border, so I'm, like, 5 minutes from the gym. But, you know, I've been down in Florida since 2004, and, you know, I constantly am going back and forth to Michigan. So, I mean, this month, December, this will be the second time I go up to Michigan, and then I'm still going home for Christmas. So it's like almost like, you know, it feels like I split up half my time there and here, so I'm always bouncing around. But, you know, I still consider Michigan home, and I still consider Detroit my home.
Right on. Are you looking forward to that freezing cold weather?
Well, I mean, I just was there. I just flew back Tuesday. I was up there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
You know, to be honest, it kind of hit me. It was a lot colder than I remember it the last time I was there, so I was actually pretty eager to get back down here and be able to run outside and not have to wear 10 layers to run.
Right, right.
Do you think, being back in Michigan, that you will have that comfortable feeling where you don't really feel out of place and it'll be just as easy to get right back into the zone whenever it's time for the fight?
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this will be the third time I've fought up in Michigan, and last January I fought for Bellator up in Mount Pleasant, and that's right outside of Muskegon. But, I mean, I'll have family support. I'll have friends support. I'll probably have more of a home advantage than the guy I'm fighting.
Now, I got to ask you a question way off topic about Boca. I've been out to Boca one time, and they have the freaking largest lizards I've ever seen in this state, man. I don't know if you pay attention to that, but everywhere I went in Boca, they had these big-ass lizards. Is that like, I mean, I guess I'm not really asking a question here, more as I'm just making a statement, but I was walking around and I'm seeing these things and they look like freaking dragons.
And they're indigenous. I don't think they have many predators, so they're everywhere. Like every step you take, there's 10 lizards like running for cover that are just out getting some sun. But yeah, they're everywhere. They're just like, in a way, they're kind of like vermin. They're everywhere. They get in your house. You know, I try to ignore them, but you know, I have a girlfriend who freaks out about lizards and bugs and whatnot. So I'm always being like the alligator hunter with like lizards from as small as my finger to, you know, as big as my foot. So, you know, they're everywhere, but they're part of this
area.
Fast.
That's for sure. They're fast little bastards too. I tried, you know, the normal size little lizards that I'm used to, you can tend to catch them quite easily, but these things were fast. I kept trying to catch one of those things, but I never even got close.
Yeah, they got some good explosion in their legs.
Oh, hell yeah. As I said, that was a bit off topic. But so, I mean, this is going to be your, if I'm not mistaken, second or third, second fight with the XFC. What has been your experience with them and with John Prisco?
You know, it's been pretty good. He, you know, I think he likes to work with just the fighters. And, you know, I usually get a lot of my own fights, whether I'm just asking around or just, like, going with contacts. And, you know, I just reached out to him, and we went back and forth getting this fight set up. So, it was, you know, it's a lot easier of a process than dealing with, you know, a matchmaker, someone's manager or whatnot. Like, we got everything resolved pretty quickly once we all got on the same page. So I've had nothing but good experiences with these guys, and they seem to do a lot to try to promote the fight and the fighters. You know, I mean, I'm doing this radio interview, and I'm sure there'll be a few more, and they put out a lot of media, and I can forward that on the, you know, people that want to come check me out, and it looks good. It looks good in their eyes, and, you know, hopefully they come out and enjoy the show.
Yeah, right on.
Well, I have a fan question that got sent in, and they are wanting to know, you know, you have been on an international, like, big stage, and so has your opponent, but do you feel that you yourself or maybe Daniel has any advantages or disadvantages because of this?
I've done a lot of fights, I think, short notice. And I know how it is to get ready for one guy and then have it switch at the end. And I don't know how he handles that, but, you know, he probably handles it similar to me where it's like, okay, no big deal, focus on my efforts back in the gym, whatnot. But, I mean, I think I've had a few more fights than he does. So maybe, you know, he'll be fighting really in my home state. And maybe the pressure will be more on him because he was the main event guy. And now he's fighting some guy he probably doesn't know a lot about. And, you know, we'll see how it shakes up. But, you know, I wouldn't take this fight if I didn't think I was going to win this fight.
Right on, man. That's awesome, man. So, like, are you going to be able to spend some time up there? I know you say you kind of just got back from being up there for Thanksgiving, but you going to take the opportunity to spend a little bit of time back up there since you're going to be up there for the fight?
You know, this is going to be strictly a business trip. You know, I think I'm in Wednesday, and then I fight Friday, then I'm out Saturday morning. I mean, I'll be back a week after that, but just for me, this is a, you know, I try to keep my fights for the most part business, and this one's definitely business. I mean, the fight in Tampa was business, drive there and drive back. So just get there. Don't get caught up in the environment and, like, you know, it's my home area, and just get there, fight, put on a good show, get out.
Right on, man. Now, is a good amount of your family going to be able to come out to the fight and support you?
Yeah, I got a pretty large Irish family, and I expect that have some large numbers in the crowd. I'm sure they'll all be enjoying themselves, and I think I'm even fighting in, like, a hockey arena, and they're all hockey folks, so they probably are real familiar with the area. So I should have a large contingent of family there.
Right on, man. That's awesome. Like I said this earlier in the show, man, the best support starts at home and it starts with family. So it's always cool when you're fighting in an area where family can come out and support you and get to see you put on your talents live. I don't think there's anything that can come close to having you know, the number one most important supporters out there and really feeling you on. So I'm glad for you to be able to have that opportunity to have a bunch of your family in the house.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it fires me up. It, you know, makes it worthwhile to go to the gym and, you know, really try to make them proud.
Right on, man. Listen, dude, I appreciate you joining us tonight, man. You're awesome. You're anytime you want to come on here, man, you're more than welcome to come back. Like I said when we started the interview, I love having this this like relationship set up with the XFC, and we get to consistently interview lots of XFC fighters, and the XFC really does have the best fighters, and they put together the greatest shows. So I'm really happy for yourself to be part of this show. This is a really big fight card, and I'm glad that you're getting a fight, like I said, in front of your home crowd and a lot of your family, man. I wish you the best. And before we let you go, dude, if you got any kind of shout-outs or any sponsors that you'd like to give or where people can find you on social media, feel free to do so.
Yeah, guys, you can find me on social media at facebook.com/JPReeseMMA. You can find me at Twitter at JPReese. And then also find me on Instagram at JPReeseMMA. And then also I just want to shout out a couple sponsors. You know, this will be my first fight at 145, and I've been just maintaining this real strict diet, and I'm feeling good, and, you know, I owe a lot to Patino diet, just living a, you know, gluten-free lifestyle, and really, you know, I'm getting all my meals. I'm eating, you know, 5-6 times a day. And then also VPX Sports, they've actually been with me since the beginning. They help me out with the supplements and things I need either pre or post workout. And then finally I got to get my tan because I'm looking pretty pale in some of my pictures. So you know, I'm going to be giving Boca Tanning a call, and they've been with me too. They've helped me out a lot. So you know, check any of those companies out. They're great companies, and you know, they've a lot of these companies have been with me since I started my career 3 years ago.
Right on, man. Well, like I said, thank you again for joining us, dude. Best of luck to you next week, man, and we're looking forward to talking to you again down the road sometime.
All right, Matt. Thanks. Thanks. Good night.
Not a problem, man. You have a good one, JP. Right on, man. What an awesome dude. I can't say enough. Like, just what a cool guy. Fun to talk to. Got a lot to say, man. You know. And I wish him the best. It's going to be a big fight, him and Daniel Swain, you know. I want to say, you know, it's a shame Daniel couldn't join us tonight. But like I said earlier, I do greatly appreciate him hitting us up before the show and letting us know, you know, as soon as he could, that he, something came up with work and he wasn't going to be able to join us. So I just wish the best fight to both of those guys. And I really hope Daniel, you know, Daniel will show appreciation and respect, you know, to JP for saving the fight and for stepping up and fighting him. Because I think that when a guy does that, you know, you got to show him, yeah, you're going to get in the cage and you're going to beat each other. But, you know, outside of the cage, before the fight or after the fight, whatever, how it is, however it is you do it as a fighter, I really feel like when a guy steps up like that and helps save a fight that you've been training for, I really think that that person deserves a lot of respect. And I'm beyond thrilled for Daniel, for the XFC, and for JP that this fight's going to go down next Friday at XFC 27, and it's going to be an awesome night. This is a stacked fight card, XFC 27, right? The main event's going to be Farkad Sharipov versus Davison the Dragon Ribeiro. That's a huge fight, man. Talk about two of this sport's greatest young fighters, man. And Davison's fought a lot of fights. Farkad has fought a lot of fights. He comes out of Jungle MMA in Orlando, and they got some really cool guys out there, a really great team out there. Then let's see, you got J.P. Reese, Daniel Swain, Eric It's a Rat Reynolds, Joel Moore, Shamir Garcia, Ray Lopez. You got Stephanie Skinner stepping back in the cage for them against Angela Hill. Dave Insane Corshane, one of our close friends here at MMA Madhouse. He's real tight, real close with our Oregon team up there. You know, Skippy Lapati, Clinch, a lot of those guys up there against Alexander Trevino, Ryan Thomas, a really awesome young fighter versus Dominique Steele. I mean, it's just crazy. They got an insanely stacked fight card for the Michigan fans, and they're calling it Frozen Fury, which is probably quite accurate because it's probably going to be pretty darn cold up there. So, yeah, I don't know. I just can't say enough, man. The XFC, time and time again, these guys put on great shows, great events, and they're doing nothing but growing and just getting bigger and bigger. So I love having such a good relationship and being a supporter of these guys because they put on great shows.
As long as this weather doesn't get too insane, yours truly will be there.
Oh,
don't
right on.
Think
I had
yet.
Right on. You need to be there no matter what. You should leave today.
Absolutely.
If you have to beat the weather. Take the
it's
kids.
About
they
a
can
6-hour drive for me. About a 6-hour drive. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been wanting to attend an XFC event, you know, rep Madhouse while I'm there. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping that everything works out right so that I can be there for this event.
Right on. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break here, play a quick song, and then we will be back. And that'll be right about time for us to jump into our interview with Frank Morjon, the owner of the Florida MMA Awards, which immediately following that interview, we will be giving away two tickets to the award show. So make sure you call in. This is no joke. This is a really awesome opportunity for two people. So the first caller in is getting two tickets to the award show, and I can't express enough how many of the sports top people, fighters, promoters, coaches, so on and so forth, are going to be at this event. So if you don't know how many of the sports top people come out of Florida, then you really don't know the sport that well, because Florida is the home of a lot of MMA's greatest. So I urge you, if you know who Rashad Evans is, Thiago Silva, the Black Zillions, yeah, they come out of Boca Raton, Florida, which is a matter of 45 minutes away from this award show. So I would imagine, you know, Tyrone Spong, Anthony Rumble Johnson. Yeah, the Black Zillions are probably going to have a pretty good showing there at the award show. So I've actually got the chance to meet those guys, each of those guys. I haven't met Thiago Silva, but just I can't say enough how great this award show is going to be. So if you want to go, if you want the opportunity, be the first caller, 11:15 p.m. tonight. But right now we're going to play a song. I'm like head and shoulders, head and heels. I don't know what the phrase, but I'm beyond obsessed with the New A Day to Remember. So that's what I'm going to go ahead and play, is A New Day to Remember. So here it is. Let's see, do I want to go super hard or do I want to go like semi-hard? Here we go. I'll go semi-hard. Here we go.
Never want to go semi-hard.
Right. All right. So anyway. All right. Well, in that case, then we'll go super hard. Here we go.
There you go.
Confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Right on, man, right on. So the our recording, our super awesome recorded ads there don't always pronounce things right. It's actually Draco Sports. So dracosports.com, big sponsor, long time sponsor of MMA Madhouse here. So very super excited about that. Hey, maybe I should bring my co-host back over with me. you there?
Yeah.
I think I forgot to click. I think I forgot to click you back live. I'm sorry about that.
There you
go. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead get into our interview with Frank Morajon. So I'm going to go ahead give him a call and we'll get rocking, talking about the award show this Sunday, kind of what all is going to be going down. Little bit of intro into the awards and what can be expected of it. And so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And Ms. Carr, you go ahead and take over, and I will be right back.
All right. Well, Frank Morajon, what an interesting man. I'm very excited to be talking to him tonight. As Matthew said, he is the owner of the Florida MMA Award. He is also the president of MMAtothemax.net, you know, marketing, promoting, and specifically bringing awareness to fight fans of Florida. He's also the editor of Fight 411 magazine. He's dabbled in a little bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu himself, a brown belt. You know, you can go to www.floridammaevents.com to see what else he is arranging for you and what opportunities there are to follow Florida MMA. I am very jealous of Matthew to be attending the 2013 MMA Awards. As he said earlier, Madhouse, you know, they've been nominated for an award. I hope everybody listening has gone to the website, voted for Madhouse, as they very much deserve the win. I know that this year they've added some categories, you know, because there are so many amateur fighters out there. And like Matthew said, there are so many fighters, period, that come out of Florida that, you know, they've added categories such as best male amateur MMA fighter, best female amateur MMA fighter. You know, there were 900 amateur fighters this year in Florida compared to the 127 pro fighters. Over 90 amateur events throughout Florida compared to 14 pro shows. So we really have to give a shout out to the amateur fighters, shout out to the Florida Awards for recognizing these amateur fighters that are doing whatever they can, putting forth their best effort to become, you know, pro athletes. And it looks like we are having problems getting Mr. Marjan on the phone. So I'm going to jump to the fact that one thing we've not talked about that's coming up this weekend, a big event for WMMA. We have Invicta 7 coming up in Kansas City, December 7th. You know, you can watch the free weigh-ins December 6th. The prelims are free as well. If you're in the Kansas City area, you can go to ticketfly.com and get tickets to actually attend the event. It's going to be a great show. Miss Misha Tate herself is commentating, and we have some great fights on the card. I mean, to me, it's stacked absolutely top to bottom. You have people such as Nuna Holland is fighting Ansaroff. You have Felice Herrig versus the Tiny Tornado, Tisha Torres, which is bound. You on there?
Yeah, I'm here. We haven't been able to get a hold of him. I'm going to try back in a minute. I did want to say real quick, since you brought up Invicta, and I'm hating myself right now for forgetting that was this weekend, because I am one of the biggest fans of women MMA. I love women's MMA. That Felice Herrig, Tisha Torres, that is going to be fight of the night. That is going to be such a sick fight.
Absolutely.
I'm beyond excited for that fight. But you go ahead and keep going. You're rocking it. I just wanted to say that. So keep going. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try getting him again.
Well, that's a good point. It will absolutely be a great fight. You know, Caitlin and I had the opportunity to talk to the Tiny Tornado, and she was just one of my favorite interviews of probably the entire season of our show. It was absolutely great on Cage Fire. But anyways, the rest of the night we have Barb Honchak versus Leslie Smith. We have Esparza versus Gadolaha. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing names. We have Lauren Murphy versus Nakamoto. Also Calderwood versus Kim Kinpah. We have, Cobalt versus Evinger. I'm hoping that I'm getting these right. Like I said, if not, ladies, I am so sorry, but I'm very excited once again to watch this card. I get the opportunity to actually get on another show and talk about it on Sunday. Really looking forward to that as well. But I will definitely be tuning in, and completely agree with Matthew on the fact that Felice Herrig and Tisha Torres are going to be fight of the night. Those ladies, when they get in the cage, they give it their all, 110%, just let it fly. Very, very excited to see that card. We're having some problems getting Mr. Morajon on the air. So, again, unless Matthew wants to come back and talk some more Invicta, I'm going to bring something up that kind of bothered me this past weekend with some ref stoppages. I am very interested, and I actually think I'm going to do an article on this. I'm very interested in seeing what women fighters and men fighters think of this. You know, we had Gray Maynard and Nate Diaz fight And obviously Diaz destroyed Maynard. And to me, I think that it should have been stopped a little sooner than it was. And then, of course, we had, it was the Ultimate Fighter finale. We had, Rikosi versus Pena as the women's championship. And to me, that was started super early. And I just wonder, I mean, yes, of course, it was a valid stoppage, but when compared to how long the refs allowed Maynard and Diaz to go, I thought, well, by comparing the two, I think the women's fight was stopped a little early, and I've noticed this in other UFC events as well, and I'm really interested to see what other people think, but I think some refs are a little iffy to give the women a chance to really throw down, really deliver the damage. Now, I mean, you don't need to go out there and absolutely hurt and kill somebody, but I think they need the chance to get out there and fight like men are given the chances. So kind of keep your eyes open, because most likely there will be an article coming out about that soon from me. I'm looking forward to doing it. And if there are any fighters out there that want to give their opinions or want to blast me for mine, you're more than welcome to do so. I take all criticism very well, and I love it, and I always love a good MMA debate. So find me, let me know, give me your opinion, whatever. Anyways, Matthew is still trying to get Mr. Morajon on the phone. Are you there?
Matthew's back. Yeah, I'm back. We're not having any luck right now getting a hold of him. We'll see if he calls in, and we hopefully get him on tonight. Really looking forward to this interview, and I know he's been looking forward to it for quite a while now. So hopefully we can get a hold of him. I don't know if he's having connection issues. I tried messaging him online, and I don't know if he's getting them or not. But we'll hopefully be able to get him on. We are ending at 11:30 tonight, and so hopefully we'll be able to get him on before that. Would really hate to miss out on that interview. But I want to ask your opinion on something. Since I have a lady here with me, with Louisiana being in the news, the state of Louisiana being in the news here recently, and I think other states are starting to kind of get on it and give this some thought. But what is your thought as a lady on states, and specifically Louisiana being like the first real notable state to do it, of banning fighters, female fighters who have had breast implants? What's your thought on that?
Well, to me, I'm kind of iffy on it. You know, I feel like that's something a woman wants to do. She, you know, more power to her. She should have every right to get it done. But, you know, if there is a medical reason, if, you know, they're saying, listen, you can go out there, you can bust an implant, this can happen from busting an implant, then I say that that's valid enough to make it a rule. If they are wanting to ban them because of a sexuality or using their looks, you know, I think that that's a little bit preposterous and ridiculous, and I don't agree with that at all. But if they can give enough valid medical health reasons, then I can probably get behind it. But that's, what do you do as far as fighters that already have them? You know, do you ban them from now on, and do you say, hey, you fell before the 2014 no implant rule, so you're exempt, and from now on we won't take any more? You know, what do you do from that point? Because there are many fighters out there that have them.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I think that now, in my opinion, now I'm not a woman, and I don't want to speak for women or at all sound like I'm an expert on women, on the decision to get it done, but I just think, in my opinion, as a fighter, when you know your job is getting beat up and getting punched and stuff, I don't know why you would want to get something like that done, because it is taking an extra risk, an extra health risk by doing so. But as I said, I'm not going to speak for female fighters at all. I have the utmost respect for lady fighters. Women's MMA is among one of my favorite things, and I think that the potential for women's MMA, I think, is just so much better for men's MMA, because I'm not, I'll be honest with you, women fight harder. women fight harder more often than not, put on better fights, and these and ladies always come out and they just put on the best shows. So I just don't know, as a lady who fights, why you would want to take that extra health risk, I guess, because if I, you know, I see every time you see a female fight, more, you know, females are getting punched in the chest quite a bit, especially down here in Florida with our amateur rules where you can't punch to the face unless you've had three or more fights, unless each opponent has had three or more fights and both fighters agree on it. Without that, you can't fight full ground and pound, so you can only punch to the chest or legs or body. So when you're getting consistently punched to the chest, I don't know why you'd want to take that risk of having implants and possibly one of them popping if you get punched hard enough. Because to my knowledge of breast implants, and again, I'm not claiming to be like an absolute whiz on this stuff. I know very little about breast implants, about health risk, and all that kind of stuff. But I would imagine, and to me it seems like logically thinking that when you have something like breast implants, if it were to pop or have some sort of a malfunction, I assume that's some sort of a major health risk. So I don't know why a lady who is a fighter would want to take that risk and really chance having that happen. So I think that it's probably – now, I don't necessarily agree with them banning female fighters who have had breast implants, because I feel like it's up to the fighter. If the fighter wants to take that risk, and if they want to – you know, if they're a fighter and they happen to decide to get breast implants and they want to fight, I think they should fight. You know, make them sign a waiver that says any – you know, promotions provide insurance and fights provide insurance for fighters that are covered in case of an injury. But I think something like this, which is a body alteration, I think in that case there should be a special insurance waiver signed that says in the event of an injury resulting from body modifications, the promotion, the fight, the sanctioning body, they're not liable and will not be held responsible for that being, you know, covered by them. I think that would be something that should rightfully be covered by the fighter if they choose to do so. So I don't really agree with them banning fighters who do that, because I just think that, you know, I don't know, I just think that's kind of a dick move, honestly. But I think, you know, but like I said, my original thought is I'm just not sure why a fighter would want to take that risk. But if they do want to take that risk, then they should be allowed to and still be able to fight. They shouldn't be banned to fight.
I agree with you, and, you know, I don't see where a promotion should be liable in any way for that, because, like you said, this is a personal body modification choice. I mean, I don't see where a promotion should in any way be liable for any injury resulting in, you know, something, a defect happening because of a fight. But, you know, there may be some promotions that are looking more towards the integrity of a fight, and I'm not saying that breast implants are in any way, you know, downing a promotion or downing women's MMA or whatever. Because to me, like I said, I would get them. I'm not against them in any way whatsoever. But, you know, the way some people try to look at it as, you know, like I said earlier with the sexuality of an event or of a fighter, you know, there are some sponsors out there that may be more toward the – not the fight itself in the fighter, but the looks itself of the fighter. And I can see where when you're trying to promote the game, the technicality, the fight itself, that can be a little disheartening when you see somebody getting more publicity because of that. So I can see in some ways where whenever you're all about the MMA aspect and you don't think it needs to be about the looks aspect, where you may want that not to happen, but like we said, banning it completely, you know, this is a personal choice that a woman is making, and what do you do for all of the women that have them prior to you making this rule? You know, that's unfair to all of those women, but I guess we'll just have to see where it goes, what actually comes of it, and if they'll actually be able to make that ban itself.
Yeah. You're exactly right, my friend. I think if a fighter wants to get it done, then they should be allowed to get it done. But like I said, I just think that as a female, and I, like I said, I can't speak for women, but I just don't know why you would want to take that extra risk, you know, because you know you're going to take damage to your chest area. You're going to get punched there. And I just feel like with that extra risk, I feel like that's a health concern that a fighter wouldn't want to go through. But, I don't know because I just, you know, I don't know. I'm not a woman, so I can't think like a woman. I think though, like I said, they shouldn't be banned. It should be up to the fighter and then sanctioning bodies, promotions, whoever should just make, like I said, an insurance waiver that says, you know, if you suffer any sort of injury to your implants, then that is to be covered by you. That's not covered by us. And plain and simple, that would waive any sort of any problems. It would say that okay, the fighter is responsible for any damage taken to the implants. And because it's just a shame,
right.
You know, I don't know if female fighters out there have gotten breast implants, but obviously if a state sanctioning body has put in a rule such as that, then obviously there's fighters out there who have had that, and those sanctioning bodies have had issues with that, and therefore they've just outlawed it. Well, to me, that's just messed
up.
That
would be interesting. That would be interesting to see, though, if there are, like, what actually brought this rule along.
Yeah, exactly right. There had to have been...
What happened to make this even come up? That is a good point. I would like to know.
You're exactly right, because there's just... It's like the same old thing. Whenever there's a silly rule or law or policy put into place, it was always put into place for some reason. Something had to have taken place for that policy or that rule or law to be passed. So obviously, at some point, the state of Louisiana had an issue with a female fighter who had breast implants and possibly sustained some sort of injury to that breast implants and tried to sue the sanctioning body or sue the state or wanted it covered, or whatever the situation may have been, it had to have come from a source. Like, you know, when McDonald's has to put on their hot coffees that, be careful, this is hot, then obviously something originated for that to take place. You know, somebody got burned by a coffee, sued McDonald's, one, because they're a dumbass and can't understand that they ordered a hot coffee, and therefore McDonald's has to make a policy and tell you that their hot coffee is hot. So that you know, stupid rules get put into place because of problems that have happened, and that company or that organization or that whatever it is wants to avoid that happening in the future. And in my thought process, that had to have happened in this case for the state of Louisiana or the state Louisiana Athletic Commission to have put that into place. So, I don't know what else to think, that something had to have happened for that to be put into place.
Yes, I completely agree. There has to have been something that brought this along, and I would be interested to see what exactly it was, to see what grounds that they could actually ban something that's like a personal choice as implants are.
Right. You know what I'm going to do is, I don't know how successful I'm going to be, and if I am successful, I'll make sure that we have you on for that show. I'm going to try and get in touch with somebody from the Louisiana Boxing Commission, see if I can't set up an interview, set up having them come on the show and to talk about that, because I'd really like to know how that originated. And since you have such great insight on the topic, we'll make sure that when I do that, I'll let you know, we'll have you on for the show, because you seem to be pretty passionate and pretty knowledgeable about the topic and very interested in it. So I'm going to see what I can do to get that set up.
I've actually thought about doing an article on this, because to me that's kind of controversial. To me, it is.
Oh,
I don't know if that's just because I'm a woman or what, but you know, to me that's just an issue that, you know, can go, and I can see where it's very two-sided. And I understand that, and that's why I wanted to do an article. If you do a show about that, absolutely would love to be on.
You know 100%. What? I pulled up their website at louisianaboxing.org. It's the Louisiana Athletic Boxing Commission. And right on the home page, there's a link that says implant rules. I clicked on that link, and from there it takes me to a form. It's the Louisiana State Boxing and Wrestling Commission released to compete with breast implants. So apparently they had already done what I was talking about. It seems that they do have a release here, and it says, and I'll read this, professional boxing and mixed technique fighters, which that's just stupid mixed technique fighters. It's mixed martial arts. I wish they were more. I've learned that the boxing commissions aren't the most knowledgeable when it comes to MMA, and from what I've seen from the Florida Boxing Commission, they don't seem to care that much about MMA. So I think it shows here by listing this as a mixed technique fighter. It's a mixed martial arts fighter, and I think the Boxing Commission needs to show these fighters the proper respect by listing them as a mixed martial arts fighter, not a mixed technique fighter. But anyways, it says, mixed technique fighters who wish to compete with breast implants are required to have included in their files this completed release to compete with breast implants form. This form requires the written approval of their implanting plastic surgeon, their primary care provider, and if applicable, parent and or guardian if under 18 years of age, which is crazy that they can compete under 18 years of age. As far as I know, under 18 you can only compete in kickboxing and in some places Muay Thai, but on an annual basis. So that's annual, so just once a year it needs to be completed. Fighters competing with breast implants by their signature herein fully understand the risk of damage to the implants, replacement of same or injuries that can occur from such damage when participating in contests in the state of Louisiana, and releases promoters of events and this commission from liability for any damages that may arise from such participation. This is exactly what I was talking about. So looks like they're already like two steps ahead of me. I'm not as smart as I think I am. But when I first heard about it, they had outruled it all together. But apparently they've smartened up and decided that if ladies want to fight with breast implants, then they sign this release. It releases the commission and the promotion from any liability. And that to me is the best way to go. So I don't have any further argument, I guess, because they've already done what I was hoping that they would do. I'm still going to try and get in touch with somebody. Yeah, I'm still going to get in touch with somebody from there. I'm still going to try and get in touch with somebody and see if we can't set up an interview with them so that we can kind of, because I want to discuss the origin. I want to know how this came about, what happened, and we'll see if we can't set up an interview there. I'm seeing here that one of the guys, the guy in charge of boxing, he's located out of Monroe, Louisiana. That's my hometown. But I'll be contacting Alvin Tofam, who's in charge of the MMA side of the commission. And we'll see if we can't set something up with somebody from there and kind of go into further detail. This is kind of a great topic. It's a hot topic because it's new. It's something that's just been recently taken place and therefore has been a recent thing in the news for MMA. So I am happy. I got to say, though, I don't have much of an argument with them anymore because I've seen here that they already do have a release form that covers them, and I think that's really the best way to go. So
I agree.
That's cool. Takes away the argument I had when they've already had it when they already have it
hopefully
taken care of.
Hopefully every other commission kind of follows suit and don't just try to ban them outright and just goes with the release form covering any fault in the promotion itself, and just like you said, just go with the release form. Don't outright just ban them. Hopefully that happens all over.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. We're about to wrap up for the night. I'm really bummed that we couldn't get a hold of Frank Morjon. I'm not sure what happened there. I know we've been talking throughout the week, and for a couple weeks he's been looking forward to coming on the show here, and I'm not sure what happened. Not sure if he just had something come up or whatever, but super bummed that we couldn't get that interview. Just really looking forward to talking about the award show this Sunday. I'll have to get in touch with him and see what happened and see if we can't just maybe do a follow-up interview next week. We'll have him on the show and we'll talk about how the award show went. Definitely want to still get him on the show and have him be a part of the show. Was hoping to do it before the award show, but it would most certainly be awesome to do a post-award show interview as well. So we'll see if we can't get that set up for next week, I guess. We're about to wrap up for the night. I want to thank J.P. Reese for joining us tonight. J.P., you're the man. As soon as he got off the interview, he posted a picture of himself doing the interview. I thought it was pretty cool. He's just, like, lounged back, sporting a Detroit Red Wings jersey. And he's a cool dude. Best of luck to him next week at XFC 27. Next week, I do believe we are joined by John Prisco, owner, CEO, matchmaker, president, everything here and there, the XSC, the man's man's an awesome dude. So we usually get joined by him for the episode directly before the event, and I haven't seen this, looked at the schedule, but I'm pretty sure we have John next week, so looking forward to that. Looking forward to having my buddy back, although I had a great time tonight, Carr. You did a great job, and I'm glad that we I just randomly decided to bring that topic up, but I'm glad you had a lot of insight on it because it is a pretty big issue. So we will look forward to having you back. If not some other time, definitely our next ladies' night, which I have to look at the schedule, but I would really like for our next ladies' night to be within the next couple weeks, within the next month. So if we can get that set up, then definitely have you back for that. Have you or Caitlin or both, if we can be. I know Caitlin's pretty swamped with school, but maybe she'll be free for a couple weeks, you know, during winter break or whatever. But just thank you very much for joining us tonight, Kara. I do appreciate it very much. It was awesome of you to take the time out and to fill in for my boy Spencer, who had to go be with his girlfriend.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on again. Like I said earlier, any chance for me to be on, I will absolutely take it. I love being on the show with you guys. You all are a blast, and we always have something great to talk about. So anytime, call me. I'll be here.
Yeah, right on. Now, I want to apologize. We weren't able to I didn't feel comfortable with giving away the tickets without having Frank on the show. So be in touch with the Cage Zombies radio page, because I know he had wanted to give away two tickets on the show and stuff. So I'm going to be in touch with him tomorrow, and we'll see about still being able to give those tickets away this weekend so somebody can come out and enjoy the award show. So please follow along on the Facebook page. I will do everything to make sure that we can still do that, because it's awesome promotion, and I really wanted to work together with Frank in the award show to get that done. So I do, again, want to say I'm just sorry we weren't able to get a hold of Frank tonight, but I will be in touch with him, and we'll see about setting up an interview for next week's show to get on and talk about how the award show went. And hopefully, fingers crossed, praying, hoping that we will be able to next week talk about being the winner of the MMA Website of the Year for 2013 in the state of Florida. And if not, it will not at all be a disappointment. We have great we're up against great websites as well, and just looking forward for the opportunity. You know, winning's not important right now. It's just the opportunity to be there, be a part of it. And if we do come away the winner, then that's awesome. That's astronomically awesome. But if not, I'm just beyond excited to be there, be a part of the show and stuff. So I want to thank Frank Morijon for putting on such a great thing and for really putting this together and having the idea to do something like this. And it really is he's a great benefit to the sport here in Florida and has done a lot for Florida MMA for a long time. And just super excited to be part of this award show Sunday and just can't wait to be there. So, again, thank you, Kari. Thank you, JP Reese, for joining us. Spencer, I hope you're driving safe, man. I hope you had a good time with your girl on her birthday. We will be back next Thursday, ready to go with another great show. Thank you to all of our sponsors here. We have the best sponsors on this planet Earth and anywhere in the known universe. So thank you very much. MMAMadhouse.com, support local MMA, Team Madhouse, Cage Zombies Radio. Check us out. Thank you for being part of Zombie Nation. Good night to all, and remember to be a cage zombie. Peace out.
Watch me walk like a zombie. Walk. Watch me walk. Watch me walk. Watch me walk like a zombie.
I'm a zombie, who I wanna be. Not a wannabe, but a zombie. I know insanity, unnameable.